I work a lot with this map. You're going to see this four or five times. I've broken it down into five mini walks. So we're going to start taking a really close look at this Kensington Church walk area. And then we're going to do a bit of the High Street. And then we're going to do what I call the Palace Village. And just really one big and wonderful, thrilling thing over here in the Kensington Court neighborhood. Not time to do this. A lot more. It's worth going there and exploring it at length. And then Kensington Square, and we're really going to end right around the corner. And I just want to call your attention to this, that kind of pink thumbprint there. That's where the workhouse was back in Victorian times. Now let's see what's next. Yeah, there's two little detours on this tour. We're going to go to Paris very briefly, and we're going to go to the Cotswolds very briefly. We can do this. We can teleport with Zoom. So yeah, let's go back 1,000 years. So we're moving across time as well as space. And there you go. There's the Doomsday Book entry. And there it is. And we're going to look at it in modern English. And look at this. There was room for land for 10 plows. They had 7 slaves. That was a measure of wealth. Islington down here only had 1. It had fewer plows, just 2. Far more pigs, 200 pigs. Woodland here in Islington for 60 pigs. They had vineyard, etc., etc. So this place has been wealthy from the get-go. Now, I thought we'd get walking straight away. We're going to take effectively 4 side streets to get up to here. So we go up here, and then here, and then here, and then here. And we're going to start with something that's sort of typically London walks. It's just a lot of fun. Somebody once said, yeah, notice that, no exit to Kensington High Street. London specializes in hiding the best of itself. Gordon Place is a perfect instance of this. I had an American, a fellow American, on my walk who said to me a couple of years ago, what I love about these London walks is the degree of granularity that you get. And this is a perfect, no heavy history here, but this is a perfect instance. We've gone up there, we've taken those four side streets to get up there, and here we are. And if you come up here by yourself, you know, you're probably not going to go down there. It's clearly, Michelle's just entered, Mary. Okay, all right. You're probably not, you know, it's a cul-de-sac, and you might be feeling that you're invading privacy. But the cherry on the sundae, it's kind of at 4 removes from us. That first remove is, oops, those 4 side streets, and then it looks like a cul-de-sac. But of course, we are going to go down there, and it's fun to walk down there. We're only 2 minutes from that busy tube stop in High Street, Kensington, and it could be Village England. You know, the gardens are wonderful, has the best wisteria in London. Some of the garden sculpture is terrific. So we just sidled down that little path. You can see when I was here photographing, it was Halloween time. And we get down, and there's a detail that you probably don't see. It's snaky, but it gets better. And you really do have to go all the way to the end to see this. To start with, this is just curiosity. This was done by Pete the Welder, who's Welsh, but he also did the gate, and the gate is just wonderful. But to see it properly, you've got to go all the way down. There it is. It's almost like a sort of fairy's hand, finger, thumb, but you still haven't seen the cherry on the sundae. You need me, because I'm going to reach up here with my hand, and I'm going to pull those leaves to one side. And there you go, the little bird. Now, I mentioned that Pete the Welder is Welsh. The guy who lives in this house through this gate is English. His best pal is Norwegian. In a minute, we're going to meet a Scot, who's a tailor. We're going to meet a Brazilian. We're going to meet a couple of English actors, etc. And that all has bearing on Kensington, and indeed on London generally. But now we're going back up here we are. We come here, and what we're going to do is we're going to go along Holland Place, and then we'll actually be doubling back to come down Kensington Church Walk. But I think we get an old map here. Yeah. And this is fun. You can see the date on this one, 1754. Let's do a little bit with this. To start with, look at the street names, Hammersmith Road, High Street, and then London Road. Now, they used to draw a distinction between a street and a road. I've got, again, a very old map, 18th century map, and it shows what today we call Oxford Street, but it was called Oxford Road on that old map. London hadn't got out to it. So roads were things that went through the country. Streets were urban. But there's more that we can do. Here's the third church on the site. The one we've got today is in the same position on the site. It's 1879, but this is the 1696 church. And notice there's a watch house there. Now, I'll be getting back to that a little bit later on. Here's the square, and it's a perfect instance of urban rus. You can hear the word urban or urbane city, rus, Latin for rural. A square is preeminently a piece of town planning, but this is a piece of town planning. It's plopped down into the middle of the countryside. We'll look at all later maps, and you can see it gets developed. It wasn't really developed at all, or hardly, in 1754. And then let's go over here. This is fun. The palace is up here. The round pond is here. And, where you've got members of the royal family, you have to have soldiers. They had to be guarded, and the soldiers had to have accommodation. So this is Lifeguard House. But I really like this. Can you see that street? It's called Love Lane. So you got this barracks there's a lot of testosterone in this barracks. It's full of 22-year-old young men. They're desperate to chat up a country wench and persuade her to go for a walk with them, down the country lane. And, if they get lucky, they might score. So it was called, the name's changed now. But look at this. Also, this is a reminder of just how rural, how agricultural, how rustic. It was called Hogmoor Lane. Well, it went up market in the 19th century. It got developed fancy upper middle class houses. They didn't want to give us their address, Hogmoor Lane. So I think it's Victoria Street now. And we're going to save this one for later. But that's where we are now. And can you see it was called Parson's Yard? It was sort of more honest and plainer back then. It's Holland Street. It's going up market as well. So yeah, we're going to walk along Harland Street, and we're actually going to look down Kensington Church Walk, and then we're going to come back to it. But we're going to go almost all the way to the end. There's a lot here. And the first thing we see is this pub on the corner of Holland Street and Gordon Place. And here's the first of about five keys to reading or understanding London. I've lived over here for half a century. This is the most mysterious and secretive of all major cities. This is not an easy place to figure out. And in the 50 years I've been here, I've been dead keen on unpacking the place, on figuring it out. And I've come up with about 15 or 16 keys that help to read it. And one is the position of pubs. More often than not, they're on a corner. And there's a reason for that. When this was developed back in the late 1870s, it would have been orchards and markets and open fields and a bit of countryside, etc., lying just to the north and west of the ancient hamlet of Kensington. And somebody, a developer, would have looked out here and said, got a feeling about this one. I'll bet we could buy some of that land out there and put some houses and streets on it and shift them. Well, as soon as that idea popped up, in concert with it was the idea, in that case, we're going to need a pub. Because the brickies had to have a place to slake their thirst, recruit their strength, and in many cases have a roof over their head while they get on with building the houses and streets. So that's why, more often than not, pubs in London will be on a corner. It's the first building that goes up. And of course, the male servants attached to these big houses in this development, this was where they would come as well for their socializing. But there we go. So we've got, we're just walking, that's Holland Street up here. And this is that Kensington Church Walk that we'll be coming back to and walking down. And yeah, there's Kensington Church Walk. And obviously, some of this was going on. And I thought, oh, that's really appropriate because this guy, Richard Young, has a shop. He's a celebrity photographer, and he's got a shop at the far end of Hall. There you go. That's his photograph, and you know who that guy is.